USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is asserting executive privilege over subpoenaed documents related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Now, this is after, though, the Attorney General and Department of Justice turned over 15,000 documents, and the Commerce Secretary also turned over over 10,000 documents. As the President is welcoming the President of Poland to the White House, the President was asked about the citizenship question.
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Today, the House Judiciary Committee unanimously voted on the measure. The bill will need to be scored by the CBO before it can get a full vote in the House. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Inflation at the consumer level rose just slightly in May. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. consumer prices increasing a slight 0.1% last month as inflation was tempered by lower costs for gasoline, electricity, and used vehicles. The Labor Department reporting the consumer price index rose 1.8% over the past year. Inflation has been consistently muted, slightly below or near the Federal Reserve's target, even though the economy is poised in July to set a record for the longest expansion in U.S. history.
Denver police are exploring a program that would have as many as a fifth of the 911 calls handled by trained civilians. Right now, most 911 calls result in a police officer showing up, and the idea behind the proposal is to free up officers from having to respond to calls that could be better handled by a medic or mental health professional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. women's soccer team routed Thailand 13-0 in Tuesday's World Cup opener. And while there's plenty of highlights to go around for a lot of the ladies, there's also some backlash arguing that the Americans throttled the lesser opponent and the celebrations after each goal were either unnecessary or unsportsmanlike. U.S. women's coach Jill Ellis, though, says every goal is important.
This is a world championship, so every team that's here has been fantastic to get to this point. And I think that to be respectful to opponents is to play hard against opponents. And it is, as Alex sort of said, it's a tournament where goal differential is a criteria.
And star forward Alexis Morgan's take on if the U.S. ran up the score?
We have to look at, you know, the group stage as every goal counts. And it was important for us to continue to go. But I think for these 24 teams, it's a great opportunity for women to showcase what they've worked their entire life towards.
On Twitter, former U.S. national men's team member Taylor Twellman says he didn't have a problem with the score, but the celebrations are what left a sour taste in his mouth. Coming up on Sunday, the U.S. will face Chile in a match at noon Eastern time. And actually, Chile is rated less and lower than Thailand, so this game could also get very interesting for the U.S., and we could have the same situation here. Please remember, you can always follow us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.